Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Man Rabbi Avram Goldan. Today, Maserchus Chulin, Daf Nun Dal, the third parak, Eilu Treifus. The Zichu Maserchus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on, and when the Gemara relates, the Beir Yosef Rishba, the house of Yosef the hunter, would strike animals on the Gid HaNasha to kill them. They came before Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser to ask whether this act renders an animal a treifa, and he replied, V'chi Hosiba a treifus yesh? Is it possible to add to the list of known treifos? You have no treifos other than those the sages enumerated. Similarly, the household of Rabbi Papa Bar Abba, the hunter, used to strike animals in the kidney to kill them. They came before Rabbi Abba to ask whether this renders an animal a treifa, and he gave an identical reply. The Gemara asks, we do see that animals die from these injuries, as evidenced by the practice of these hunters. And the answer is, Gemiri dibadri l'sama chaya. We have a tradition that if they would spread medication on these injuries, they would live, so the animals are not considered treifos. Point number two, the next mission begins, Eil ksheros bebehema. These are the cases which are ruled kosher in animals and proceeds to list numerous cases, some of which parallel those in the first Mishnah with lesser defects. In the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, Eil trefos dafka. The first Mishnah's expression that these are trefa is specific, intended to exclude a different case from being a trefa. Reish Lakish says, Eil ksheros dafka. The second Mishnah's expression that these are kosher is specific and intended to exclude a different case from being kosher. The Gemara explains that they argue about Rav Masna's ruling, if the ball of the thigh bone popped out of its place, it's a trefa. Rav Yochanan says the Tana is teaching that it is not a trefa, and Reish Lakish says the Tana is teaching that it is a trefa. Rava says this case is permitted, but if its ligament was severed, it's a trefa. The halacha is that it's kosher even if the ligament was severed, but if it was decayed, it's a trefa. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing, ad ki iser italki, up to the size of an Italian iser. Rav Nachman says regarding this shear, ki iser ki yasem ki iser, the size of an iser exactly is the same as more than an iser, and is a trefa. The Gemara observes that Rav Nachman apparently holds ad v'lod v'klol, that the term until used in Mishnah means up to but not including, meaning the Mishnah's ruling that a missing trachea is kosher until the size of a ki iser, that precise size is a trefa. The Gemara challenges this contention from several Mishnais and defends it, but eventually proves from Mishnais discussing broken shards of kalim, which are tame if the original kli was up to a certain size, and that size itself is also tame. The Gemara on the next stop will explain that in that case, saying ad is baklal represents a chumma, meaning in terms of tumma, whereas in our case, a deficient trachea saying ad a ki iser is not baklal represents a chumra, meaning a trefa. And the Mishnah is always interpreted stringently. As Rabbi Yochanan said, all the measures taught by the sages are interpreted stringently, except for blood stains for a possible nida. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that the Bei Yosef Rishba, the household of Yosef the hunter, would strike animals on the Gid HaNasha to kill them. They came before Rabbi Yehuda ben Maser to ask whether this act renders an animal a trefa, and he replied, V'chi Hosiba a trefos yesh? Is it possible to add to the list of known trefos? You have no trefos other than those the sages enumerated. Similarly, the household of Rabbi Papa Bar Abba, the hunter, used to strike animals in the kidney to kill them. They came before Rabbi Abba to ask whether this renders an animal a trefa, and he gave an identical reply. The Gemara asks, we do see that animals die from these injuries, as evidenced by the practice of these hunters. And the answer is, Gemiri dibadri l'sama chaya. We have a tradition that if they would spread medication on these injuries, they would live, so the animals are not considered trefos. Point number two, the next mission begins, Eil ksheros bebehema. These are the cases which are ruled kosher in animals and proceeds to list numerous cases, some of which parallel those in the first Mishnah with lesser defects. In the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, Eil trefos dafka. The first Mishnah's expression that these are trefa is specific, intended to exclude a different case from being a trefa. Reish Lakish says, Eil ksheros dafka. The second Mishnah's expression that these are kosher is specific and intended to exclude a different case from being kosher. The Gemara explains that they argue about Rav Masna's ruling, if the ball of the thigh bone popped out of its place, it's a trefa. Rav Yochanan says the Tana is teaching that it is not a trefa, and Reish Lakish says the Tana is teaching that it is a trefa. Rava says this case is permitted, but if its ligament was severed, it's a trefa. The halacha is that it's kosher even if the ligament was severed, but if it was decayed, it's a trefa. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing, ad ki iser italki, up to the size of an Italian iser. Rav Nachman says regarding the shear, ki iser ki yasim ki iser. The size of an iser exactly is the same as more than an iser, and is a treifa. The Gemara observes that Rav Nachman apparently holds ad v'lod b'klal, that the term until used in Mishnayos means up to but not including, meaning the Mishnah's ruling that a missing trachea is kosher until the size of a ki iser, that precise size is a treifa. The Gemara challenges this contention from several Mishnayos and defends it, but eventually proves from Mishnayos discussing broken shards of kalim, which are tame if the original kli was up to a certain size, and that size itself is also tame. The Gemara on the next stop will explain that in that case, saying ad is baklal represents a chumah, meaning in terms of tumah, whereas in our case, a deficient trachea saying ad a ki iser is not baklal represents a chumrah, meaning a treifa, and the Mishnah is always interpreted stringently. As Rabbi Yochanan said, Koshi Uri Chachamim Chachmir, all the measures taught by the sages are interpreted stringently, except for bloodstains for a possible nida. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Dalet, and our standard siman is noodles. Noodles, so here goes. When the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the ginnasha with hard-dried noodles, which did not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefas, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, saving the round noodle that was exactly the size of an isri talki to use to measure a veshet that was missing some tissue. Once again, slow motion. When the noodle chef, that must be more on Daf Nun Dalet. When the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the ginnasha with hard-dried noodles, which did not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefas, which reminds, the Gemara relates that the Beit Yosef Rishba, the house of Yosef the hunter, would strike animals on the ginnasha to kill them. They came before Rav Yehuda ben Maaser to ask whether this act renders an animal a trefa, and he replied, "V'chi lahosiv al trefas yesh? Is it possible to add to the list of known trefas? Ein ocha el mashem manu chachamim. They have no trefas other than those the sages enumerated." So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the ginnasha with hard-dried noodles, which should not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefas, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if an animal with a dislocated thigh bone is a trefa. So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the ginnasha with hard-dried noodles, which did not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefos, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, saving the round noodle that was exactly the size of an isri talki to use to measure a veshet that was missing some tissue, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing ad ki iser talki, up to the size of an Italian iser. Rav Nachman says regarding the shear, ki iser ki yasim ki iser, the size of an iser exactly is the same as more than an iser and is a trefa. The Gemara observes that Rav Nachman apparently holds ad v'lod baklal, that the term until used in Mishnayos means up to but not including, meaning the Mishnah is ruling that a missing trachea is kosher until the size of a ki iser, that precise size is a trefa. So once again, when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the ginnasha with hard-dried noodles, which did not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefas, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, saving the round noodle that was exactly the size of an isri talki to use to measure a veshet that was missing some tissue. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara, daf nun. So the simran daf nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passenger on the non-stop flight, that must be on daf nun. The passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones, which reminds the Gemara discusses Mekifin, comparing holes in the Bnei Ma'ayim, the Re, and the Kana to determine if the puncture was there before or after the Shechita. So the passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones stared at the man who thought he could stomach the video identifying the Karas HaPnimi as the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that if the Karas HaPnimi, the inner paunch, the first stomach was punctured, or the outer Karas was torn, it's a trefa. Amoraim give numerous definitions of the Karas HaPnimi. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says it's the Marfata, which means the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open. This opinion was followed in Nahar Da, and a Mamar explained that all the other opinions are accommodated by this opinion. So the passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones stared at the man who thought he could stomach the video identifying the Karas HaPnimi as the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open, but got horribly nauseous next to the man watching a video if a tear in the Karas HaChitzon needs a tefach or rov to make it a trefa, which reminds us in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda said regarding a torn Karas HaChitzon that Hagdoa Tefach, for a large animal the measure is a tefach, Vakatana Beruba, and for a small animal the measure is with most of the Karas HaChitzon. Blazer says that a large animal doesn't mean the very largest animal, nor does a small animal mean the very smallest animal. Rather, koshin nikraba tefach v'havi ruba, any case where a tefach of the cars is torn, and it is not yet most of the cars, this is the large animal of the Mishnah. And wherever a tear of most of the cars would be more than a tefach, this is the small animal of the Mishnah. Daf Nun Aleph. So the simon Daf Nun Aleph is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The shochet used beaver skins. Beaver? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Aleph. Gnaw. The shochet used beaver skins to teach his students about machat shenimses ba'obi besakosos and the difference between if a punctured one wall or two, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa machat shenimses ba'obi besakosos. If a needle was found in the thickness of the reticulum, a double-walled bulge at the front of the paunch, if the needle only protrudes from one side, meaning from the inner wall, it's kosher because the outer wall is presumably intact. If it protrudes through both walls, it's a trefa if the puncture occurred before the shechita. The Gemara goes on to detail how this is determined. So the shochet used beaver skins to teach his students about machat shenimses ba'obi besakosos and the difference between if it punctured one wall or two was the lighter when a beaver jumped to the ground through a skylight, demonstrating to them that if the animal assessed itself to make the jump, there's no risuk evarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nafla min hagag, if an animal fell from a roof, it's a trefa because of a concern for risuk evarim, concussion of the limbs. Rav Huna says, if one left an animal above on a roof and came later and found it below on the ground, we're not concerned for risuk evarim because we assume the animal descended intentionally rather than fell. So the shochet used beaver skins to teach the students about machat shenimses ba'obi besakosos and the difference between if a punctured one wall or two was the lighter when a beaver jumped to the ground through a skylight, demonstrating to them that if the animal assessed itself to make the jump, there's no risuk evarim. And another beaver who fell off the roof began to walk around. Which reminds us, regarding a Mishnah's ruling that a nefula, a fallen animal, is a trefa, Rav says, amda in its tzricha me'ez la'ez, if the animal stood up after falling, it doesn't require waiting 24 hours before shechita, and it's permitted immediately. Ordinarily, a nefula can be permitted if it survives 24 hours before being shechted. Still, it certainly requires an internal examination. If it walked after the fall, it doesn't even require an examination and is permitted outright. Rav Chiya bar Ashi requires an examination in this case as well. Daf Nun Beis. So the Siman Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit. Newbie to Yiddishkeit. That must be more on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, who regretted his past when he used to torture birds by setting out glue traps and making them a trefa when they fell while trying to fly away, which reminds us, in a case of dibbuk, glue, where a bird was caught on a glue board and was pulled to the ground when it tried to fly away, Rav Ashi permits the bird, but a Maimor forbids it, considering it nefula, fallen. In the first version, all agree that bechad gapa, where one wing was stuck to the trap, it's permitted because the flapping of its second wing softened its fall. They argue where both wings were stuck, where a Maimar reasons it would not slow its fall, and Rav Ashi holds it can possibly lift itself with the stumps of its wings. The Gemara brings a second version of the Machlokas. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who regretted his past when he used to torture birds by setting out glue traps and making them a trefa when they fell while trying to fly away, and when he would make animals trefas by breaking most of their ribs, which reminds the Gemara discusses the case of ribs which are broken or uprooted. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who regretted his past when he used to torture birds by setting out glue traps and making them a trefa when they fell while trying to fly away, and when he would make animals trefas by breaking most of their ribs, devoted his life to saving lambs from being clawed by cats, which would make them trefas, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the clawing of a wolf and a cat. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Siman Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Rabban who are invited to the Nigerian prince's Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Rabban who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show, featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, which reminds us, Abai said, Nakdin ain't drusa el biyad. We hold, through tradition, that the law of a clawed animal only applies where it was clawed by the predator's paw, as opposed to the hind leg, which does not make it a trefa. Furthermore, it only applies if attacked Pitsiporin with its claw, but not with its tooth. Also, drusa only applies if it clawed middas, with intent, but not if it clawed unintentionally. Finally, drusa only applies if it clawed mechaim while alive, but not if it clawed after its death. So the Rabban who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, looked away when the lion tore off the head of one of the sheep and were able to assume it didn't touch the other one, which reminds us, Amraim argued about the status where it's uncertain if an animal was clawed. Rav says, "Ein choshishin l'safek drusa." We're not concerned for an uncertain case of a clawed animal. And Shmuel says, we are concerned for safek drusa. If a lion entered but sat quietly beside cows, I may say it made peace with them and didn't attack them. If it tore off the head of one of them, we assume its fury was calmed and it did not attack further. So there are a bunch who were invited to the Nigerian Prince's Cruel Animal Show featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, looked away when the lion tore off the head of one of the sheep and were able to assume it didn't touch the other one, which would now be kosher even without the usual bedikah done to a drusa, which reminds us the sons of Bechiah said, drusa sha'amru, the clawed one, about which the sages spoke, meaning an animal which was possibly clawed by a lion, tzricha bedika keneged b'nei me'ayim, requires examination around its internal organs, meaning the back, the belly, and the sides around the organs, for signs of reddened meat, which indicate an infusion of poison. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that a lung which dried up partially is considered a trefa if it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail? That's on Duff. Membav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have in machlokas whether an animal is a trefa if a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole? That's on Duff. Memchas. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have in machlokas whether chelov tame can seal a puncture? That's on Duff. Memtes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing? Ad ki israhi talki. That's on Duff. Nundalad. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss a lung with an extra lobe? That's on Duff. Mem Zion. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss where there's a concern for puncture when the lung is stuck to the chest wall? That's on Duff. Mem Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff brings a malchokas whether an animal is a trefa if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have in machlokas whether a dislocated thigh bone makes an animal a trefa? That's on Duff. Nundalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that a drusa requires a bedika, an examination around the b'nei ma'ayim? That's on Duff. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that striking an animal on the gid and nasha to kill them does not make them a trefa since you have no other trefas other than those the sages enumerated? That's on Duff. Nundalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.